Welcome. Got George and Tweety in here breaking each other's arms, patting themselves on the back. Don't forget, guys, NRG Media and the crew here all going to do our part. 2 to 6 today, 175th and Center, 132nd and Center, 149th and Maple, and at Nebraska Furniture Mart's Mega Mart entrance. The crews will be out there, you know, accepting water, accepting monetary donation. Give what you can if you can. It's what we do. It's what we do as a society. I'm with a guy here. I just read a tweet from in the JTech Instructions on Twitter feed. Of course, just shot down my tweet deck. Now I'll never find it because I didn't have time to like it. Just if it got to be, hey, we're doing what we're doing. Is what we don't, you know. Nobody really complained that the president isn't here, which I'm all for that. Don't bring your circus. We're good. Just send us some help. Send us the money. I don't need you. Okay? And that's not a political statement. We've got enough drama going on right now with nature.
Right.
I don't need the Trump tornado coming through here and all that stuff. From Sam Vecine, Vecenie. Okay? This Nebraska, and I'm sorry to you all. I'm going out on this limb. Is Nebraska's resume much worse than St. John's? Both have 10 Q1, Q2 wins. St. John's more Q1. St. John's has 2 Q3 losses, none for Nebraska. Nebraska 15 spots higher in NET. And the next time we have a basketball guy, they're going to have to explain this NET to me. Maybe that's what we'll talk to Schick. Schick's got to get his kids off the bus too, so we're going to talk to Schick from 1 to 115. And then ahead in all other advanced metrics other than the KPI, Nebraska's strength of schedule is way higher. Just throwing it out there. And Sam is with the Athletic. So yeah, so there you go, Nebraska fan. Beat that drum. Get out there, do your thing. I think we're all in the camp, and I'm probably the leader of this pack that I was too adamant. But 18 wins, you know, you win today, you're at 19. I don't know if you want to roll to the tourney with 8. Does Nana get unsuspended? Wasn't his suspension indefinite?
Yeah, it was indefinite.
Amir Harris is out. Did he tear a wheel or he break something?
I think he tore something. Don't quote me on that, though.
Okay. But, you know, that it. I think you got to win at all. I don't think you can get to 20 and say, hey, here we are. Now, if you factor in the hot team factor, like I was trying to spin with Creighton because I thought Creighton would go a little further, no hard feelings. Can you say, hey, we won our last 2, and they'd have to play 5 to win it all, right? In the big, yeah, they were playing. Yeah. Say we won 7 in a row. You know, they always factor in that hot team.
He injured the meniscus in his left knee, Amir Harris.
Out indefinitely?
Yeah, he's out for the tournament.
So that's a surgery deal. Those, though, I had a roommate. He was crazy, but he got a surgery on Sunday and traveled to Colorado on Saturday.
So my buddy,
who I've said was the worst thing in the world.
Who I've been telling you about that's going to run this
7K.
Coming
up from St. Louis?
Yeah. That's going to run the 7K on Sunday. He's got a torn meniscus right now. So I guess there's like 2 different ways to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You can either get the surgery to repair it, which then you're out for like an extended amount of time.
Right.
Or you can get it like taken out.
Yeah.
And then you'll be good for like a week, like in a week or two. You're walking the next day, and then I don't know about physical activity, like how much you should be doing, but like I heard like a week or two and then you're good.
Just an extra part?
Just an extra part. They don't suggest that one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's like an appendix. Shawty got her appendix out. Appendix, some doctor, smart person listening, from everything I know about the appendix, it serves no purpose but to kill you. Like if it ruptures, you're going to die.
Oh, man.
It does. It's like an abort button. It's like, hey, you're living the wrong way. It's going to trigger this kill switch in here. Evaluate your life. Right? I don't feel like Googling what an appendix does, but I'm just going with that because that's what somebody told me when I was a kid. was good enough for me. I remembered it. But yeah, something like it.
I just Googled it and it said the function of the appendix is unknown.
Thank you. It's an abort switch. It's a lifestyle change switch. It's like, hey, just a heads up, you're drinking too much and you're eating too much, and if you don't knock it off, I'm just going to explode and release poison into your body.
And that's coming from WebMD.
Now, I'm not trying to scare people. I know people have been serious deals, but what does it do?
Right.
Hey, we've got some extra parts. Throw that thing in there. If this person gets way out of control of this body we gave him, just flip that thing off. Boom. I was waiting for these. Coming out of the 1620 Zone inbox, Equitable Bank. We take banking personal at equitableonline.com. Zach says, did we talk about the inbounds debacle again? WTF. Oh, bud, I'm with you. And Zach, I guess you could email me back this if you want, but I'm trying to figure out where I go with it, right? Is it, you know, not the turnaround on it is the part, I guess, that gets me. Is it not repped enough in practice? Knowing a couple of members of the staff, I'm going to go with it's repped. Is it lack of execution by the player? I don't know. Is there too much ability to have creativity? Is it not strict enough? Or is it just a poor call? There's a lot of avenues you can go on that. I don't know which one to take, bud. I really don't. Is it the timing? You know, is it didn't like that play? That's why coaches take the heat. Mack and crew made a call they thought was right. It didn't get executed. I wish I had something groundbreaking for you, but that's to me, those are calls in games. Like, that's if the play run is the issue, I think then the fan looks to the coach. If, you know, somebody that's in it looks at it, well, that wasn't executed very well. Okay. Or maybe there just wasn't enough variety in it. You know, maybe the little intricate wrinkle, like how do you, you know, when we game plan for football, right? Okay, if we start to do this, here's something we can come back with when they counter that. And that comes from self-scout, right? I try to go through about game 8 and 9 before we start the playoffs, and I try to scout us. Be like, hey, Term, every time you get into this scenario, you run this. Right? Because Xavier was ready for it. Did, you know, maybe the off shot of it. So many directions. If it's the play call, then, you know, Mack will answer to it. But it is puzzling to me. It is puzzling to me that that's the way everything goes. You know, that's that time of year, and so much momentum had been kind of progressing forward in my eyes. I thought they played a defense. You know, there's a couple crucial points where rebounding needed to be better. Execution offensively needed to be better. Got a decent look, you know, got blocked at the end. But, yeah, that whole setup, man, it's just those are things that are above my pay grade. I'm not going to pass judgment on anybody. Coach makes the call. Player's got to execute. If the call's wrong, you know, like I say, no play's ever drawn up. Like, man, this is going to suck. This is going to get us in a bad spot. They're all drawn to succeed.
I think at this point, though, well, by that point of the season, I can understand inbounding plays at the beginning of the season. You're still getting them implemented.
Right.
You're still implementing some.
Can't do it now, though.
But, like, in the second half of the year, as many of this is the wrong time for stuff like that. And then for as many times as it's happened, especially for one that happened yesterday in the tournament, it's inexcusable. Like you said, coach is coach, but players also got to execute. And I think that's a player execution.
You're on the execution side?
I'm on the execution side.
Did you like the call? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
You just got to execute it, right?
You got to execute it. You gotta have somebody inbounding the ball with the basketball IQ of where's the smart play. And then if you don't have a smart play, take a timeout.
It's
that simple. If you don't feel confident just throwing the ball up, like, take a timeout. Especially if you got one in the bank, I'm sure Coach Mack is not going to be that upset with you if you don't feel confident throwing the ball in and you taking a timeout.
I'm with you. Yeah. When it was all going down, I didn't want that to be it, right?
Right.
Like, execute this, get a good look. If you miss it, I get that. If you as long as it looks smooth. Not to, things are going well on one side, they're on the other. It's weird they can't both be good at the same time. But honestly, it looked like a Nebraska inbound play from like the 7-game losing streak.
That's exactly what it looked like.
You see the inbound guy kind of panic.
Oh, yeah.
The balls. To be the inbound guy, you got to be the calm, cool customer, right? You're just kind of standing there hanging out. Everybody's calm. That guy starts pumping that thing around. You're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Bingo.
Throw it down the court.
You got to be the calm guy. You're like, okay, boom, one, not open. Two, not open. Three, might be open. No, okay. I got one more second. Boom, not open, timeout.
Yep.
Or throw the ball off of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't have any timeouts left, chuck it off somebody's leg. But
yep.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and that's the way it went. Before we head to break here from the JTAC Instructions on Twitter feed, Michael says, I currently have a torn meniscus. Doctors probably want to stitch up Harris's meniscus, which requires a longer healing period. Mine was attached, and I re-tore it 3 months later. He can't have the torn tissue trimmed, and the recovery is much faster. That's what I do. Yeah, go in there and scope that baby. Cut out the broken parts. Let's keep her moving. And then Corey says, I hope he's joking. Corey says, I had a hernia as a baby. They removed my right appendix. I'm doing just fine without it. So there you go, Corey. Corey got jokes today. It is Friday. Going to step out here, take a quick break. Our friends at Ohio State are just pulling the Mike McDermott. Ooh. On old Michigan State and Teddy KGB hanging around. Kids got alligator blood. Do your thing, Ohio State. I'd rather play you than Michigan State if we beat Wisconsin. On a break.